Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome all. Remember now that you've made that decision, eyes forward. Go ahead and open up the show, Deb.
Oh, hello. We had to make a few technical adjustments here, but I want to welcome all you, the folks on Blog Talk Radio. Love having you. We see that a line is already formed. And those of you who are on the Facebook page of the Psychic Love Doctor Show, excuse me, we see that you are here with us. And we're very happy that you are. I'm going to remind everyone we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the show, for the readings. And I do this, that's all I do in my private sessions with others, is use ordinary playing cards. Also would like to mention that during your calls or the however we take your request, I will be using a full 24 card layout that will enable me to get a pretty good look at your life, kind of where you're at, basically the landscape that is you. And I will answer 1 to 2 questions. Normally in a private reading you would get to ask as many questions as you wanted during your time.
Questions up front. Don't wait for that to ask question number 2. Ask them both right off the bat.
The commander has spoken.
No, we have 8 people and it's only going to grow.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I want to just say that we'll give you as much time as you are able to get for your reading. And you can always arrange a private session with me. So
that's the ticket right there. Then you don't have to worry about harps and me bitching at you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's it. That's it for her spiel. I got something to say, like Def Leppard said. Better to burn out than fade away. This show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also would like to let everybody know that if you're an international caller or international on Facebook, that we will give you an international shout-out if you let us know. And I believe we have...
Who do we have?
Marie, I believe. She is from the UK.
Marie! And iFoxy's out in Puerto Rico.
That's right. But where was she before she went there?
I don't remember.
But, okay, it doesn't matter. You're in Puerto Rico, so there is... We'll call it international shout-out to U.S. territory, but that's still...
I mean, it's not like she could swim here, you know?
It would be impressive. Phone number, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in.
We also had Jeanette.
International shout out to Jeanette from Canada.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. I think I got everybody so far. Right now it could be more, but you'll have to wait till I flip back to that screen.
Yeah.
Now, I give you the number when you call in. They're going to tell you listen to the show while you wait. And a whole bunch of you waiting, so a whole bunch of you should be listening to the show. If you don't hear a show, something is...
amiss.
F'd up. Hang up and call back again because they're getting connect right. You don't want to sit there listening to nothing because you'll never get picked. Or if you do, somehow there won't be a calm. All right, when we pick you, take you live, go live, we'll announce your area code. You'll hear a little unmuted computer, a little voice say that. And when we do that, please do all these things if you legally and safely can. Please, 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 please. I know it's not convenient, especially the Bluetooth and the speakerphone thing, but it really helps us out a lot. Don't do the speakerphone and Bluetooth if you can help it. Shut down all the little background noises you have going on, big or loud. It could be interfering with us hearing you. Multitasking is another big one. It's always cool to walk around and do things while you're on the phone. But
yeah,
in this case, if you can, you go to a nice, quiet, comfortable place with great cell phone reception, because we're trying to talk to each other, and by the time your stuff comes out of our little speakers after it travels through cell phone land and computer land, there is a degradation quality, and it can be really, really bad. And these little sound effect other things can really make it really almost impossible. But we work with everyone we can. We're doing what we can do. All right. Let's see. Also, international folks, we will try. We have 400 million callers right now, but we'll try to open up a window for the messenger folks. We can't tell you when, but we will try to do that. And you can't messenger us and get in the queue. There is no queue. So you can't I'll messenger. No. We'll have to hang up on you. There's no hold system. You have to wait until we actually announce it. We have to be ready for it. If we're not even finished another caller, we're going to hang up on you. We have to. So please wait for that queue. Also, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And that is who you will be messengering, audio or video. Deborah Lee, don't do a text message.
I don't think you can actually make a call to the PLD show, but I am going to be putting WhatsApp on.
No, but
there.
They might try and then have problems, and we don't want that.
And that's going to help a lot.
All right.
Oh, also, before we get going, Jeanette sent me, I can't hold your spot. Jeanette sent me a really nice box full of very lovely necklaces. I'm wearing one tonight. And I noticed some of these are quite retro. I love it. I really do. So thank you. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to open the mailbox today.
Yes, we'll open the floor eventually. So we try sometime tonight. It's going to be first come, first serve. We're not taking lines and numbers and stuff like that. I'm already tracking all these phone numbers. I'm not going to track questions, and I'm not going to track who wants the messenger first. You guys are just going to have to be quick. It's a game show. Pretend you're the first one to click it. That one wins.
Right? So quick clicking what? To say they want next?
To messenger video audio. Like you would go to, when I say to do it, if they click that, they'll take the first one that comes in. That's the ticket. And if you call in early, you get hung up on. Those are the rules.
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, we have to. We know there's no hold. We're not going to just let you sit there in limbo. We don't like that. We don't like that, and it ain't good for you. All right. That sound is the sound of hearts. That means your reading with Deborah has been concluded. It's free. It's got to come to an end. We got to roll on. This list is – I got to scroll through this list. There's so many people here right now. Can't even see it all on one screen. When you hear that, stand by. I'm going to give you the old school, our original – angel card, no healing, no oracle, just regular old angel card reading. We're going to give you that tonight, and then we have to move on, because you got to move on sometimes. All right.
And we do have our Arizona correspondent is in the wings that we will, welcome her out. We're in the middle of a rather dramatic / comedic situation going on. We'll catch you up when it's time.
630, Illinois, 630.
Hello there. Who's on the phone, please?
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
We are getting a blizzard up here.
Oh, it sounds so nice.
What's happening?
We're getting a blizzard.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You know what? When it really gets going, would you send me a little video clip? Because we got flowers blooming. We're not going to have any snow.
Not this year.
No.
We go through cycles where we get 2-3 years, a lot of snow for us, and then we go another 4 or 5 years where we don't see squat.
Right.
So it's a 7-year cycle around here.
Yes, it is actually very much so.
Yeah. So we'll get it. I don't know. Be next year or the year after. We're gonna get 2-3 years in a row. A lot. Well, a lot for us.
So yes, if you ever get a minute, a little video clip for me.
All right. Let's get the show.
Yeah. All right. Let's see my car. Okay, so here's my I have two quick questions, and it's about the murder case. I started to disable the comments on my YouTube channel just because it was taking up a lot of my time, and I felt like I don't really need to answer to anybody, but I'm a little worried that might hurt my viewership, but maybe not. And then, so the mom of the son who was murdered, Yeah. It's like she throws digs at me on her Facebook page, like, oh, I'm going to write a book about my son and go follow this guy on YouTube because he's really investigating, you know, my son's death. And it's like, everybody knows I'm the one that cracked. And why is the mom throwing digs at me like that? I really don't appreciate it.
Oh, but remember, the best stuff that will get you propelled forward is often negativity. It just, I was told this very long ago in the journalism business, that the more negative comments you get, the more it elevates your work. It makes people wonder, well, what the heck did she write? I got to get this book, you know? So I think that's a good thing. And what else would you like to know? Or what do you want me to look at?
Well, no, I disabled the comments because it was taking up a lot of my time to, like, clean up the channel, and I'm already soliciting people for the manuscript and stuff like that. So are you saying that I shouldn't disable the comments?
No, I think it's fine. You've probably gotten plenty, and you don't need that mother bothering you.
So what is your one-sentence question?
But, like, so I guess I'm asking, like, is the mom ever going to realize, like, I don't know why the mom has it out for me. Is the mom ever going to realize that if it wasn't for me, her son's death wouldn't even be considered a murder? I don't know why she's gunning for me.
That is odd, but
that's a good. And what's your second?
Yeah, what do you want another part two to that, or you just want to go with that?
Okay, well, I guess my second one is like, everybody's telling me that Miami is super dangerous, so I'm wondering, should I just stay up in Wisconsin and buy a place up here?
Do you like the forest?
I mean, I gotta live somewhere.
Yeah,
you know, we got 50 big states.
Yeah, we do.
I know.
You know, it doesn't have to, even if you don't like either one of those, there's lots of other choices. But, yeah, I hear you.
You could come out to the Mid-Atlantic region, which is where we're involved in that, and have, actually, our winters are very much like London, England. Yeah. And what do you know about it? I've read about it,
check the winter rainfalls of each, Debo.
Well, I'm not saying this is Seattle.
I'm just saying they get more rain than we do in the winter.
Sure.
I've ever heard about Virginia is that it's, like, really strict living there.
Really, what?
Like, strict.
How,
like,
how so?
You're not going to find any criminals really living in Virginia because they, like, run out of there for some reason.
Well, it depends on where you live in Virginia. Probably, like, any state. You know, probably Illinois even. There was probably plenty of places in Illinois where there was no gunfire and nobody dying, I bet.
Okay, here's what I'm getting about the mother. She feels you are profiting on her family's their tragedy. And she's a mother. What do you think?
I got you.
Okay.
I was wondering.
Yeah, she thinks you're going to make money hand over fist.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what's got her worked up.
I got you.
Okay, when you went to put this all together, did you possibly consider contacting her?
The sheriff's office to make sure she was okay. And the reality is like, look, people who write obituaries make money off of deaths too. You know what I'm saying? So that's just something she's going to have to get over. Like, you get mad at the funeral director because they're making money off of renting you a casket. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's the cycle of life.
You know, she holds no malice against you, truthfully, even though, you know, in comments, we always have to remember tone. We might be saying something that comes off really harsh to others, so we have to bear that in mind. But that's her concern, is you are going to get rich on the death of her son. Not even, how long ago has this occurred? When was he?
He died 3 months ago.
Oh, God, it's still fresh.
Oh, boy.
That's fresh for those
really?
People. Yeah.
Seems longer. Real quick, international shout-out to Virgil in
Virgil.
The UK. Virgil Kane is his name.
Our hero is here at last. Okay, back to you. Anyway, let's see what I've got here. You're going to end up with a very nice, very lucrative contract concerning this book. I really see great things coming to you in the future. And it's not like you're going to be walking over dead bodies, you know, but if you take a look at the direction, I'm pointing up here because we have a monitor up here. If you take a look at the direction that the media and television is taking, it's like a hungry machine that has to keep being fed, you know, new content, stuff like that.
Kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down.
Pretty much. Yeah, that Dirty Laundry song really says it all. Who said it? Who sang that?
That was Don Henley.
That's who I thought you were going to
from say. The Eagle, but not with the Eagle at the time.
Yeah. So as for moving, do you really think you're going to be happy in Blizzard Land? I'm just saying.
No.
Yeah.
Negative, Ghost Rider, she says.
And Wisconsin, sorry, folks. If you're from Wisconsin, plug your ears right now. I've lived there. It's kind of like a nowheresville.
See, you know, here's the deal.
What?
I've been to a lot of states, and I can find in the state pretty much some places that are a party, good time, great, and I can find places in the same state that suck ass, and they're so boring you want to slit your wrist.
What does that have to do?
Well, because you're making fun of the entire state of Wisconsin, but there's some party places in Wisconsin, Deborah.
I'm talking about party places.
Yeah. What?
I was talking more about fast living and, you know, great jobs.
Oh, I didn't use the exact same word. Like, there's some thriving big cities in there that have a lot of shit going on. That's all I'm saying. That's so bad.
As soon as I get my money, I'm out of here, but I don't know where to go from here either when they're trying to tell me that Florida's really dangerous right now.
You know,
so I'm like, well.
I have clients and stuff from down there, and it is. You just have to stay away from the drug.
Well, she wants to go to Miami, but you can go to other parts of Florida that are pretty nice and pleasant. International shout out to Kate from the UK.
Kate, yay, boy, we're getting.
We don't want to say that too loud. We have a dog named Kate.
Oh, that's right.
She might get excited in another room. But go ahead, anyway.
I think that you can kind of hang loose for now.
There's a lot of good places in Florida.
You're going to end up with spring right around the corner.
I tried to get stationed there as a squid. We had a lot of fun.
Where?
In Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Orlando, you know, Miami's a whole different country down there, basically, but, you know.
Didn't you go to all those dollhouse and...
I went to Fort Lauderdale quite often. I didn't even after I left there. That's always, that is what that is.
Daryl called it Liquordale.
Call it lots of things, yeah. That's where all the spring breakers like going down there in Daytona Beach. Florida's a good time, I'll tell you that. I was a young person, I don't know about now, but... Anyway, back to her reading. It's her reading, my bad.
Your cards are saying, give yourself a little time. Wait for your money to come in. And as long as you've got a decent place to live, even if you can't see your car right now.
That's true. At least the snow is not impending disaster. It's a nuisance, right? And the heating bills aren't enjoyable. We know that. Yeah.
But it's better than some people... can't even pay their heating bills right now.
Hearing
about Europe, it's bad.
Well,
you know, for them.
People here that are on like...
If you have an electric wheelchair over here and you've got electric heat over here, the wheelchair is going to lose out on getting, you know, the energy that it needs.
Yeah, heat is important.
And down there, all you're going to have is high AC bills.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy. Yeah.
South Beach.
And flying roaches. They're called foam-nest bugs. Yeah.
I mean, every place has its good and its bad. Hey, Laura from Canada International.
Laura.
Shout out.
Boy, it's turning into...
We have a lot of international folks, and we respect. All right, Deb, are you wrapping it up
really
here?
I want you to know that you are going to be signing an amazing contract that is going to, I think, ultimately become your career. And don't rule out Hollywood. You know, sure they're having earthquakes and whatnot right now, but that is a very lucrative.
Well, and they're also Atlanta's kind of Hollywood Junior now.
Yeah, thanks to Tyler Perry.
Well, he started, and then everybody else rolled in too. But yeah.
Yeah, that's true, and they make a lot of movies here too. I've read because it's cheaper.
We don't have the studio.
That's cool.
They made a Pocahontas.
No, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm just saying they come in.
I was worried
Yes.
I was just kind of bothered that the mom was like that when I was like, if it wasn't for me, there wouldn't have been a murder investigation. You know, but I guess give it time.
It's too close. It's too raw.
3 months,
now.
You can't expect a lot of rational behavior at all. No. And it might even be 3 years. We don't know. She still might not have it.
You know, I don't know if a mother ever gets over it.
It's
what I mean?
And it wasn't like it was a child that battled cancer for 5-6 years, so he had a little bit of time to prepare.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so here comes your card.
And the subject is prosperity.
Yep.
Archangel Ariel, your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
Awesome.
Prosperity.
There it is.
Well, there it is. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, I love when
you
call us.
And let it snow.
And I do love your email. So, folks, any of you can email me at any time. It's free of charge.
Imagine that. Yeah, no, all right.
Except
for the internet you're paying for. But thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Let's keep on. And now
stay warm.
I got to check the list here, see if that caller's still there. Listen as they come and they go. Oh, yeah, here we go. We got to... 859, the internet tells me it's Kentucky. You're live, 859. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yes, we love our new first-time callers. You're a newbie only one.
Have you listened to the show before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's good then. That's cool. So you're not a total first time. You kind of know what the deal is here.
Yes, but it's my first time calling you.
Well, awesome. Well, hopefully it shall not be your last.
Well, for your first time, if you're getting a reading, I haven't connected with you on a spiritual or an intuitive level as yet.
So when you ask your question, you just give maybe a little extra more background than some of the other people are.
Yeah, some extra.
More details about the question.
Yes, that will help. All right. So specific question is
the
good.
The floor is yours.
Okay, sure. Okay, so I've been single for 16 years by choice for the most part. But now my kids are grown and I'm 54 and I want to kind of like meet someone. But at the same time, I'm kind of like in my comfort zone and I don't know how to get out of it. But like I want to meet somebody. So sometimes I'm not sure if I want to meet somebody or if I do want to meet somebody. And I just want to know if you see me meeting somebody or I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's a really good question. Yeah, I could understand, you know, when you've been doing something for that many years because you were focused on kids and stuff, and now you might want to shift gears. It's a little hard to get out of that comfort zone when that has been something you've been doing for 16 years and it's been working for you. So
tremendously.
I can see that for you. It's working, and you're like, they're almost kind of like hesitant, like, oh, everything's working. Do I want to not?
I think a lot of women can maintain independence, you know, after the children are raised and all. And men tend to need somebody.
I can't from the experience, so I'll just take Deb's on that. I'll take Deb on that one there. I can't. I'll have to go. Yeah. Hey, Joe. Surprise from Joe.
No, Joe.
Joe from the UK. Welcome here, everybody.
Yes.
He didn't think he was going to get
here
this weekend.
I'm laying out the cards right. He didn't think he'd get here.
Remember, he said it was this whole weekend. He was supposed to be out partying and throwing bar stools and bar fights and stuff like that, you know? Throwing glasses, of course, empty glasses. You never throw a glass with good alcohol in it.
That is abuse. Yeah. That's alcohol abuse.
Look, it's backwash. That's okay, a little backwash. You know.
All right, let me see what I've got here for you. Well, I see there's a very nice gentleman who's going to be moving to your locale. And he will be taking up a residence very close to where you live. Very possible the two of you make your each other's acquaintance and you will strike up a really nice relationship. So he's a prospect.
Looks like your area code covers a pretty good populous area, right?
In Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, there's a lot of guys and girls and a lot of stuff there.
Oh, hold on. Jim's got to do this.
Hello. Can I help you? What can I do for you? Guess I didn't want to talk to me tonight.
telemarketer
spam calls. We can't just answer them and say hello. Yeah. That would not be nice of us. All right, go ahead, Deb.
All right, let's get back on track here. Oh, you know what? I have a feeling, Lisa, that you are not aware that you have as many as admirers that you do. And if it's not right this minute, it's coming for you. Likely when people start getting back outside. Well, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No, I gotta get ready.
What I see here is there's going to be two. Oh, geez. She's got this one that's going to move into the area.
Okay.
She's got two right here that are going to kind of vie for your attention.
I'm not surprised. You know, she's starting to open that door.
Yes.
There's going to be things waiting on the other side of the door. Guys, you know, you got to be ready for it after 16 years. You got to make sure you're ready, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You do. I mean, you can do baby steps. You don't have to, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to get some of those dudes that are like fast movers and let them into, you know.
And then.
Oh, no.
So, no. Yeah, you can curb them right away. So get out of here, bucko. You know, yep.
Are you working, Lisa?
No, I'm not. I'm not working at the moment.
I see you getting involved, and it could be something charitable, humanitarian work.
Do it,
yeah.
Do it,
humanitarian. Mm-hmm. And you're going to meet another guy there. Okay.
It almost sounds like it's raining men.
It is raining.
Hallelujah.
Get a little clip of that song because it's great. It is because I still have two more to tell you about. Seriously. You have another one. This is somebody that knew you quite some time ago. Quite some time ago.
Oh.
And he is really sorry. Well, it seems like.
Well, she said she's been on this gig for 16 years, so that would be quite some time ago, maybe. You think it's before that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, well.
I think her paths crossed a little bit way before.
She's
that.
Been single for 16
right.
years. What were you doing before that?
The last time I dated was 16 years ago, to be exact.
Okay. I got you. So
we got it.
So you just kind of said that. Putting this on the back burner for a while. So
I think
it's from
back.
Roger that?
It's from back then. It's a guy who's really sorry.
Well, I might have been right about when she made that call.
Either lied to you or he cheated on you.
I mean, a guy would lie and cheat.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
I thought that was a myth. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
But he's realized. Now, see, this is what happens. Okay, he is... really dwelling on these feelings about you. I think you're going to run into whoever this is going to be.
Okay.
He's looking very intently at you in your reading. And I feel he's going to say something to you to the effect of maybe he ghosted you, he just disappeared. But there's an element here of having not been loyal or, you know, honest with you. Okay, so he's here. And would like to make amends. And then you have another one over here. Lisa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That sounds like
you
should get
your
man umbrella out because it definitely is raining.
Raining men.
Very soon. In your, not right now, but in your very near future, it sounds like it.
Uh-huh.
Yep, you better get your galoshes out.
Galoshes.
What did they used to call them, too? I got to put me rubbers on.
Rubbers.
Put me rubbers on.
I have some too.
I had them as a child, and I know what I almost kind of wish I still had them. They were actually—they weren't stylish, but they did their job.
Well, they did.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Back to demo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Some of them appear younger, and some of them are.
Yeah,
like,
do like younger guys.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
No,
nothing
wrong.
But, hey.
Lisa, they have stamina. You know, the older guys need to get blue pills. Ugh, you know, that's a romance killer right there.
Guess what, Tootsie Pop? They don't have to tell you when they take them.
They don't, right.
So.
Yeah. So, I think it's you've got a half a dozen good prospects here.
Well, yeah, for that, half a dozen.
Even that one that betrayed you, I feel that he has seen the error of his ways and does hope something to make up to you for that.
Okay.
So
that gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah. And you know what? It's through hope that we manifest the future. And we really are the creators of our own reality.
Creator.
So don't be a stranger. The more I can read for you, the better, there's be more clarity.
Yeah, I mean, we have people literally that call in every single show,
every
and we welcome
day.
That.
Yeah.
And their readings, they're quicker and they're better, actually, because we know so much about them and we're following details. And stuff.
Really? And we will start.
It's a free show. It's a free show.
We'll start seeing which of these fellas are going to start standing out.
Yeah, we're not keeping track and seeing, oh, that person was three times more. We're not taking
okay.
the call. We take all the calls in the order they come.
That's right.
Through that.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And what happens is, Lisa, by the time you go mm-hmm. to encounter somebody from your reading, you'll know. You'll even know how it's going to go. You know, you might be thinking, oh, yeah, you're the guy that's going to take me out 10 times. And still not have a clue. And then there will be the other one, and you go, oh, my God, he's the one. And he will be.
Okay.
So.
This helps because I've been so scared that I'm not going to meet anybody.
Right.
So it helps.
And remember, if it's the right guy, he will make you feel comfortable.
That's right.
And if he doesn't,
that
ain't the right guy.
Yeah, then.
And if that guy makes you
him.
If he does, if you say, you know what, I haven't really dated for so long, and if that guy doesn't make you feel comfortable, goodbye. Like, remember AOL?
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that at all.
That's right. You show me pointing right at that curb and say, go, or I kick you to it.
All right. Oh, you're fun. I'm glad to talk to you.
All right, real quick.
Here you go.
This is your angel card reading before we move on to the next call-up. Summit is as well.
Oh, all is well.
And this is from Archangel. I kind of like these because it's all different archangels giving their message. This one is from Archangel Jeremiah. Everything that's happening is exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
Nice one. I like that one, too. Yes.
Yeah. Kind of
well, thank you.
The archangels are like, this is the way it's supposed to
be. Don't worry.
Trust the
angels. Take it slow. At your own
You get some kind of Speedy Gonzales guy, you just flip that guy like a burger right out onto the street and move on to the next guy.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Enjoy your weekend. Take care.
You shall enjoy
all
it.
Right.
Thank
okay.
you. Yeah, we're halfway
bye-bye.
Through it. It
yep.
is Saturday night.
I know.
Which is Saturday night's all right for a fight.
What song is that?
I think that's from Elton, isn't it? Saturday. I don't know how to play a piano, but
maybe they'll tell you. The British invasion, maybe they'll tell you.
Oh, Suzanne, we have international shout outs to Suzanne from Scotland.
Scotland's in the house.
Suzanne, all right. You know what? I will repost something for her real quick.
Yeah.
So she understands that this is primarily a call-in show, but we will occasionally turn to Facebook. So I got a standard thing so she can see how this works. All right. The time has come.
Four.
Drum roll, Deb. Give me a drum roll. You don't have to I would.
Oh, that's your drum roll.
It's correspondent Lisa. How you doing, Lisa, tonight?
Yes, Lisa.
Her name is Lisa.
Two Lisas in a row. Go, boy.
I'll tell you, there's...
When I'm not, I'm
you
not.
You guys are sizzling.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Doing good.
How about
I'm
yourself going down?
Okay, well, I'm taking it till I make it. I had a phone call this morning from him, and we were on for about an hour. And then he said he would, I said I needed to talk to him face-to-face, not on the phone, and I said it would just take 2 seconds. And then he said, okay, I'm going to do a couple of things, and then I'll get back to you on that. I'll be ready to talk to you. And then he texted me. He said he was going to go down to pick up something at the yard sale we were at yesterday. you know, he took, I had a business appointment, and I thought, you know, he's not back yet, so I'm just going to skedaddle myself and go do some things, not, you know, just take care of some stuff. And I got back, and we haven't talked, so I don't know what's going on. But, Deb, you know what? You put it succinctly yesterday, I think it was. You said he fluctuates.
Yeah.
And I think that goes on with him. He comes on hot. I mean, hot sometimes. He was here, I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, and I was talking to him about something, had to do something at this other place that I have a project going. And he said, well, and I didn't ask him. He said, well, I know you want me to go with you, so I'm going to go with you. And I didn't ask him to go. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's talking about the guy.
She's talking about, was it D?
Gaylord.
You know, D,
Gaylord Focker.
Gaylord Focker was from that movie, The Fockers, right?
And Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents is what the first one started from, yeah, Meet the Parents.
Yeah, Gaylord.
Actually, that was a very big name.
It
not,
was
not
a,
that, like a two generations yeah. ago, not maybe even just one.
Well,
there's a lot of athletes. Gaylord Perry, great freaking pitcher, yeah. Hall of Fame probably.
Oh,
I wasn't born.
I bet he took some ribbing in school.
I bet not back in those days. That wasn't that big of a deal.
Really?
The Gaylord thing. That wasn't one of the big of a deal. But you know, anyway, that's back to Lita.
Okay, you tell us, and then I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, what would you like to pose as a question?
Okay.
Well. Is this on the rocks? I mean, what the hell is going on here?
Could you go with him?
Today?
Yes.
This morning he asked me if I would just ride my bike with him every day. And I didn't feel good about committing to that. And I just said, yeah, okay. And then, I don't know. Who knows how to figure this crap out, you know,
right.
It's even worth figuring out. I went by myself on my bike ride. I'm doing stuff, you know, I've got something planned tomorrow morning, and I went downtown today, and I was talking to someone, and we're going to connect, you know, this project, a creative project, and it felt good, you know, it just kind of felt good to break away.
Cool.
Okay.
I was so incorrect. I totally missed her question.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I got two jobs. What the hell do you want me to do, David?
Flirting.
Yeah, I often flirt with guys. That's what I do. You caught me, Deb. I like flirting with guys from the UK. Oh, I'm busted.
Oh,
totally
no.
Busted.
We know.
Totally busted. Damn. Yep, Deb, all those pocket vaginas I had, that was just to throw you off track so you would think I was still a little bit heterosexual. You thought I was heterosexual, but I'm not. I'm going to throw you off the specialist trail.
Well, let me tell you here, Bucko, they would redress you in a minute. They would give you some style.
Actually, a lot of times, before the show, Deb has given me like about what I was wearing. Then all of a sudden, somebody would run and say, "Hey, that's that cool shirt, Deb."
Somebody,
and then I would turn around and look at her like that. That's happened before. It has happened.
I'm gonna have to smack you hard.
Anyway, let's
move on. Right, you're so funny.
Let's rock and let's roll.
Here's the problem: he doesn't know who he is. All right, and you may be collecting Social Security by the time he figures it out.
Yeah, and that's the thing too.
Yeah.
What kind of time frame are you interested in? How much does this mean to you?
You are like in the best years of your life right now.
And that's a tough call to make.
I'm
glad I don't have to make that call.
He can't decide which way he's going to go. If he's going to continue to be gay, because, well, that seems to be a path of least resistance for him.
Well, obviously, it's probably something he's comfortable with for the last bunch of years. And it's hard for humans to shift out of their comfort zone, like the other Lisa was saying.
Exactly.
You do something for so many years,
yeah,
and it's worked for you. You're comforting. I'm not in jail. I'm making money. Everything seems to be good. If I change things, is that going to like destroy my universe and throw me into chaos? Yeah,
and I think that you just read the situation perfectly.
International shout out to Anne from Scotland.
Anne.
I don't have any bagpipes to play or anything.
Good to have you with us.
Oh, I
wow.
I got some, like, 12-year-old scotch over there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so little left. I'm sad. I'm going to have to buy some more. It's almost gone. Single malt. Oh, it's the only way we rock here. Well, she doesn't like it.
I did tell a couple of my sons that are in their 30s. I told them, I said, hey, Jim is talking big to these British guys, saying, boy, he's going to teach them how to drink.
Did I actually say, she's such an embellisher. She's one of those women. And I actually called this chick out one time at a bar. She was trying to get guys starting to fight. She'll embellish and say, well, that guy just said, you're a pussy. You know, she'll actually embellish on that, you know, to another guy. There was some chick that was doing it a few years ago, and I was like, what are you doing? You're setting these two guys up to, like, fight. This woman like you makes us cheat. I dressed her up and down, and her boyfriend was, like, kind of agreed. Didn't come over to fight me.
Yeah.
He didn't like
it. Well,
her.
I'm just saying.
But anyway, go back to you.
You shouldn't challenge these people in countries where it's their heritage. Is what one of my sons said.
I'm not challenging
you
anybody.
You can't go over to the UK and start having drinking competitions.
Here's what did I say, and I might even have said on air last night so we can go back. I said, I am not going to be a stereotypical lightweight USA guy you guys think I am. That's what I said. That is what I said.
If he does it properly. If he hits it too hard early on. Night-night, Jim. Night-night.
Well, I would have to get out of my – right now I get up early in the morning, go to work and stuff. I would have to switch that routine up to get used to staying up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning. But I could do that.
So
anyway, we're leaving
the
back.
All right. You see, that's the way it's going to go, the way it's been going? Nowhere, Bill?
Well, I'm going to tell you that I'm not seeing any great big strides here.
Soon, right?
Yeah, and those are sure to come true. It's not looking good. So be prepared for that card. Four of Hearts is a card of extreme. It's either jealousy, it can be envy, and it can be resentfulness, like severe resentfulness.
On my part?
Yes. And
you're going to get pissed off about something.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
And then it's followed by the seven and eight of spades are degrees of... like unhappiness, pain, trying to think of another word for it. Eight of spades is actually literally means tears. And the seven of spades means loss. So putting all of that together, it's looking like...
These are her cards. I can't put that shit together.
My perception is that I think you're going to end up throwing in the towel.
Well, like you said, at the beginning...
Yeah.
You said, how long and how much effort are you willing to put into this? Do you want to see if this takes 5 years? Do you want to see if you have to, you know, do you really want to do that? That's your call, right? I couldn't do that.
Boy, I heard something.
No.
I don't know if any of you follow the comedian.
And I just made up the number five.
And
don't freak out.
He's the MC of a show called, what is that show?
How do you know?
Steve Harvey. What is that show?
Well, he does a bunch of shows, but Family Feud is the game show.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, he also does a show, and he's appeared often in the UK.
Well, he's a stand-up comedian, and he does.
And he does a lot of philosophizing, and he said, a man within 6 months knows where his heart is and what he's going to do about it. He said, if you don't get a marriage proposal, or at least head in that
direction. You never told me that.
I just saw it today.
Because I'm throwing the bullshit flag. It's just because he's Steve Harvey and is on TV doesn't mean that he's like, everything he says is right.
Some lady came on there and said, I've been dating this guy for over 5 years.
Now 5 years, okay.
And he said he knew right away.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Deb,
Deb,
can I ask you, how did this change today, the way it is today, as opposed to, what was it, yesterday or the other day, where you saw marriage and love? And I mean, how did it go from one?
You said, too, you feel he fluctuates. I do, too. That's what I'm seeing right now.
And you do yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do yourself, Lisa.
And the two of you can't seem to get on solid footing. And you all in the chat here, you can share like you did last night. You made some really excellent points.
But, well, right now, Joe said we should start drinking at 2 p.m. if I go over there. Then I don't have to worry about going to bed early.
Very
true. Maybe that has nothing to do with Lisa, though, but, you know.
Yes, that sounds that is
a problem solver.
So it's just like a bipolar thing.
Well, maybe he needs to be evaluated. You said he's got issues. Did you say he's diabetic? Is he hypoglycemic?
No, he had mentioned a long time ago, but he said he has it under control, you know, that he was but he's very thin. He's not overweight. And he's very active.
My youngest son.
Yeah, what do you mean active?
Means
he exercises every day.
My youngest son is now 29. But throughout high school, I had him tested and evaluated at the hospital. He is hypoglycemic. And this kid would go from being a happy-go-lucky boy, and if he didn't eat enough to keep his blood sugar stable, you would swear he's psychotic. And Jim knows him.
Well,
he would know him.
Tell you that your reading yesterday about the event that I was talking about, the outdoor event, and you said, oh, this is not going to go, I'm paraphrasing, this is not going to go well for you, for me, and it didn't. I mean, I did not go because I didn't want to see him there if he was there, and he had taken off this morning to say he was going to go get stuff from the yard sale, and I didn't want to wait around, and I just took off on my own, and I just got back a few minutes ago. So I'm moving forward in the way of embracing a lot of activities going on and that kind of thing.
And I really think that a lot of times when we give up and take a break from somebody, that gives them the time to consider how they really feel. And so you're going to be keeping yourself busy. I think that's wonderful. And he's got to, you know, I can't fault him for this because this guy doesn't know who he is.
Who are you?
And if he is having, let's just say, if he's pre-diabetic, that's fine. But I'm saying if he is having blood sugar issues, whether it's hypo or hyperglycemia, he's going to have behavioral problems. Yeah, okay. And it's going to be something he has to regulate. And is, you know, a lot of that would be it could even be hereditary, which is terrible when it comes to people that are active and they're not overweight and they're not over drinking or any of those things. But if it's in your genes, you know, that comes from a long line of heavy drinkers and bread eaters and any of them being diabetic.
Imagine the Europeans being like that like 200 years ago, 300 years ago.
Yeah, go
but
ahead.
You really, you saw me as being, you said possibilities of like intense jealousy or intense disappointment or intense, something very intense.
Well, yes.
You mean if you had gone to that event, is that what you're saying?
I thought you went to it.
No, right now.
Right now. Knowing it makes you aware of it.
You bailed on the event, though, didn't you? Say you bailed out, you didn't go?
Oh, no. I'm talking about when we started the reading. I'm not addressing today's event. I mean, that's past.
Well,
I'm asking about that.
It didn't go well.
I thought you didn't go, did you?
No, that was a disappointment for me because he told me when we were on the phone, he called me this morning early in the morning. And then he said, we talked an hour, and he said, I am not going to go to the event. That's what he said. And I said, oh, you're not.
Oh.
And then he said, no. And so then I said, well, I have something to tell you. What I was going to tell him, really, and I said, I don't want to do it on the phone, but I want to do it face-to-face. So he said, I have to do two things, and then I'll get with you. And then he texted me. He said, well, I'm going to go down to the yard sale and get that thing because we're going to need it. It was a tool for a project we're both working on. And then I left. I just took off, and I thought, I'm not going to sit around and wait here for him. I wasn't angry. I just got in the car and took off and went somewhere and did my own thing. And I just got back a little bit, so I haven't seen him.
Okay, well, she hasn't seen him, so I don't know.
Well, if they weren't there, they reality can't be.
That's what I'm saying. It never actually happened, what we had talked about yesterday.
She wanted to know yesterday, precisely, if they go to the event, will it be pleasant for them? Will it be
well, and then I don't know. I don't know if he just decided to go ahead and go to the event. It's close enough to walk and bicycle. So
sure.
I came home and I rode my bike, but it was well after the event, and that was okay. But when we started the reading just now, I thought you said, Deb, that you possibly see me with some intense jealousy or intense disappointment, or that's kind of what I wanted to touch a tiny bit on just for a second.
Okay.
You see that upcoming for me or right
what do you
now?
See here?
Well, it's all it's telling me right here is about the emotional experience I had for you. Okay. When it's very negative like this, it's important to be aware of it. And when it starts to unfold, you have the power to stop it because you already know about it.
And
you could say, if you get in a discussion with him and he starts doing, you know what he does? When he starts, like, bragging to you or trying to make you jealous, you can always say, I don't want to discuss this right now.
Or if you're in the mood, say, why would you try to make me jealous?
Well, you know what? This is what I was going to talk to him about because I decided this morning I was going to talk to him about after talking to you guys last night. I decided this morning I wasn't going to do it on the phone. That's what I told him. I said, it has nothing really to do with you. I just want a two-minute conversation with you. And it tell him is that the thing that happens when I'm with him, I'm very uncomfortable. You know, I don't like feeling jealous.
Yeah.
And I don't like, you know, so I don't. You know, and I've told him before, I think you're playing me a couple of days ago, I told him.
Yeah, and you know, why would he be jerking your chain if he's going to just keep sleeping with men? You know, bottom line.
Or like
not,
even
he's,
ahead of record.
He's not. He's celibate, I think, right now. I think that's what's going on. I mean, that's what he, you know, like I tend to believe what he's saying.
Well, you know, because you have thin walls that nobody
wants
to brown.
Yeah, you don't hear
any
romp-romp going on over there, right?
You know, there's no...
any romp-romp?
You guys have thin walls, so there ain't no bedroom Olympics going on over there. You know that.
Yeah. But anyway, the cards are saying, I'm just going to... And I'm really on the verge. I mean, I'm not... Oh, dear Lord. I don't know what to say because I'm going to fill my dance card up with a lot of activities, a lot of, you know, that kind of thing.
So also, you could always approach him by saying, you are generating feelings in me that seem really inappropriate since you are, you know, gay. So I'm just wondering, what's your end game here, Dee?
Yeah, you gotta have that ultimate, and we talked about it yesterday, positive or negative, ultimate sit down, not a text, not an email, you know, not just little hints. You gotta have an ultimate sit down.
Yeah.
And you can do it in public if you're worried about him doing, like, turning into an exorcist or flipping out or something and just say, hey, I am at the point. Or I got to know this, if I want this to go somewhere, and if you don't, let me know.
And give him the ball and say, why would you want me to feel these feelings for you when clearly you're not interested?
I would flip this around. If I had a really good buddy that was gay and we hung out a lot, I would not lead him along thinking that I might also turn gay. So it's like he's almost kind of, you know what I'm saying?
You would have a strong boundary.
But I'm saying, and if I was leading him along, then I would. There should have to be a sit down event, a real sit down.
And that's where I think you guys need to go next.
Heart to heart.
Yeah.
Maybe nobody gets too emotional. No crying. No throwing chairs or anything. You know. We don't need.
Oh
cops.
God, no.
You don't need to be on.
Oh cops. No. Oh no. Now and he did ask me this morning. He said, "Well, I want to go with you every day, you know, biking."
Okay.
And I feel uncomfortable. Or he'll say, "I want you to promise you're not going to move." He said, "I won't move, and I'll make that promise." And then he'll say, "Well, you know, you don't know where you're going. I don't know where I'm going as far as the next step." I don't know. I don't know what's happening, really.
No, I think he keeps moving the 50-yard line here because he can't tell you not to move if he's not going to be with
you. The
problem
is he is 100% emotionally dependent on you, right?
Yeah.
I think he's totally emotionally dependent on you. He just doesn't know about the other levels, but he really loves your company and loves having somebody to talk to and to be a buddy with, and he loves all that. And then all these other things, he probably gets mad because he doesn't want to have to make decisions on them because he likes what he's got right now, a really super good friend.
He doesn't want to lose
a neighbor that's a great friend, and you do a ton of stuff together. And it's kind of dickheaded that he's not worrying about how you feel.
Yeah.
But on his point of view, he's like, I got a good thing. I kind of don't want her screwing this up that we're so good buddies.
I agree, but there's go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, I want to hear what you have.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not on Facebook, but I have a girlfriend that is.
Yes.
And she sees a lot of the comments, and she's giving me a heads up on these comments. And I'll tell you something, Deb. You guys, you and Jimbo, have just really started being on Blog Talk recently.
Yeah.
And some of these people, especially one of the ones that comments, very rigorous, has a big voice in these comments when I'm talking. I've been on Blog Talk, and so I recognize some of these people, a couple of them, and they've been on Blog Talk for a great number of years, and they've come through. They have shared their history. And they were in the middle of their romances where people had ghosted them and they would call into talk shows and blog talk, you know, asking over and over again, is this person coming back? And so I see some judgment going on, and I'm not understanding why, especially in the crew of women, we really should support each other and not be judgmental.
You're right. And I think that's an age-old problem.
Well, and I don't know that it's a lot of the comments aren't judgmental. A lot of them are
meant to.
A lot of the women I see are saying you're barking up the wrong tree. That's their opinion. They're not doing cards.
Well,
that's,
you know, and that's the bottom line with a lot of these women that call in. And I recognize a couple of these names. And over the years, they were calling in on someone that may have ghosted them, but they kept calling in, you know, is that individual coming back and blah, blah, blah. So I saw them walking through a trench that's not a happy trench to walk through. All I'm saying is, you know, don't throw stones at glass houses.
Oh, you're talking human beings here. Everybody always does that crap. They always like to talk, well, you shouldn't do all this stuff, and then they don't want anybody to look at their past. That's so common.
Right.
Well, yeah. I can't believe you're doing all this stuff.
See, Deb and Jimbo, you guys have been very compassionate. You've been very supportive. And you've never been judgmental to any of us that call in, is what I'm saying. You've been a friend to all of us.
Oh, we're never judgmental. I will give my opinion, and it may not agree with everybody. But we all want, when the cards are going down, it's like, if you have a desire and you want something, we want you to get that.
And here's my position.
We want that. If that's what you want, we want you to have what you want.
In my work as an intuitive therapist is to guide an individual to a place where they can make the decision for themselves so they know what they want to decide. So I try to guide them.
Or like what they sometimes say, you're just trying to illuminate the path they're already on, right?
I love that.
Illuminate. They're already on a path. You're trying to illuminate. I saw that from a military thing. I'm trying to illuminate the path you're already on. They would say, I'm illuminating the battlefield so you can see other obstacles. She's just trying to give you, you're already on a path. She, Deb has no problem.
You know what? Yeah. No, I get it. And you guys, Jimbo and Deb, you've been a really great friend to all of us. But sometimes self-awareness is hard for people to see themselves in the mirror. And I'm not talking about you two. But there's
I am that person. I've done many.
Yes, we let people speak freely in Facebook.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. I know what you're saying, you're alluding to, actually. But maybe your friend, if she's not going to – I'm not sure who you're –
I don't think it's real specific.
Yeah.
All I know is I make a lot of judgmental things that sound like it because I've done the dumbest things on earth.
No, I don't think you guys have. I've never felt judged by you, and I've never, when I listen to the show, I don't feel the other callers are being judged. I feel like it's fun. It's psychic. Jimbo gets really funny. I think it's just a real hilarious. In fact, I became addicted to calling in. Just to calling in.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're sharing the same crack pipe because we get worried. We get worried that we won't see your area code on our calls. We get really paranoid that we won't see
or some of the folks that join us all the time.
Yeah, they ask for you. We're like,
for them.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, Virgil in the UK is just in love with your laugh.
Yes.
He loves your laugh so much.
And we
all like it, too. It makes us feel better. You laugh. You are going through some shit and you laugh. And that's what people need to do.
Yeah. Oh, and
Deb. Do.
Yeah. Deb, to be honest with you about the crying and the tears and the insane, the jealousy, you know, I may have been experiencing that earlier today because I did call a girlfriend. I went out to the country and I did call a girlfriend and I did call some other friends. I'm forgetting that now because I moved on. I was talking to some other people and did some happy stuff. But I was upset. I just said, you know, I'm so tired of this circle that
you're
going through.
Yes, the cards could reflect that.
And you should be.
Yes,
absolutely.
Very much so.
But we want to see you. You have to have a closure. You can't just walk away.
You
will not have closure if you walk away from something.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm on to other things. I'm very busy. I've loaded up my plate, and, you know, there will be no time
your life still has to go on, and that's good.
Yeah.
It does. And if you were broken, there's a lot of broken people that just, like, shut down their life for one person, and that's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows, but you need real closure eventually.
I think
might not be tomorrow, but eventually you guys got to have a little bit of a friendly sit down, not a nasty sit down.
For clarity. But I think he needs therapy myself. I think it wouldn't hurt for him to see somebody.
We laugh. He does need therapy now.
Yeah.
We don't know what type of therapy.
Well, he could do self-help. There's tons of books and things out there for that.
I don't think he's capable of self-help the way he kind of jerks your string a little bit.
No, he does. And that.
And I don't think, I think he jerks her on a lot, but I kind of, somehow I don't think he actually means to do that to make her sad.
No,
I think he's doing it because he's so undecided. I think he likes exactly what you guys do as neighbors, and he's worried about that changing. That's what I think, right?
Yes,
people,
and like you
humans
said,
hate change when they're in a comfort
he's
zone.
He's emotionally dependent.
Yeah, oh my God, I got this neighbor. There's so much we like to do. We talk for 4, 5, 6 hours, and then all of a sudden she's talking about some other stuff, and he goes, I just kind of don't want to talk about that stuff because that could change and ruin what we got.
Exactly, and also people tell us the headlines in their lives until we get to know them. After years and years.
Good point.
We don't get to read the story. In a previous relationship, just remember.
You're right.
Yeah.
Good point.
No, Yeah. Nobody's going to pour their heart out and say, boy, was I an asshole in that,
right.
You know, in that relationship.
In the perfect world, if we had a perfect world here, the other person, but that'll never happen. We never see it. The other person would call in and get some readings and have their point of view and talk about it. That would never happen because that's because we're humans and that's life.
Well,
in the perfect world, D would say, you know what, I'm going to call in and I'm going to talk and do my stuff, but that ain't happening.
Well, in my practice, I did have
private
a lot
reading,
of,
right.
I have them come individually, and then they would meet together.
That is the advantage of the private versus the show reading.
Yeah.
They could actually do that. It's like
no, but I think the two of you are just our bonus in life. All of us callers that line up to talk to you, you bring the tickles, the giggles, and it's like the cherry on top of the ice cream split.
We appreciate that. You know, and that's my philosophy is no matter how bad shit gets,
try to
throw a laugh out there. Try to throw a joke out there. And I have no problem joking about myself. I have no problem. I'm not one of those narcissists. I joke about myself.
You're
all
fun. You're funny. I
got a million faults. I'm not trying to people think I'm perfect.
He doesn't think he's funny. You know, he's smart.
I don't know anything. I'm just average.
The both of you are such a pair.
You gotta laugh about yourself.
Yes,
you have to.
Yes.
Now the both of you are great. You're so fabulous. So we're all very lucky.
I would never joke with somebody and laugh about their problem if I hadn't had a worse problem or had been a similar problem. That's all.
And you know what? I've always felt comfortable. Always, always, always. I want to say that. And I think all the callers do. Because you've always, even, I heard one of your callers earlier on when I started listening to you that just was, and they make the circuit on Blog Talk. They were so nasty. And then when they hung up, you were so kind. You talked about them so kindly. And so it's always kindness.
Yep.
Thank you. And I know who you're
with. We remember that. It was a little while ago. We remember that. And, you know, and some people get so frustrated. It's like they called looking, not, they didn't call looking for an intuitive reading. They called looking for like a lottery ticket to change their life.
That's what
they called for.
They want me to tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah. And I remember Lisa was listening. I remember Lisa threw some suggestions out and just like, it was like, and our heart went out to them because I know they're so desperate. They felt really bad. And there was nothing that we could do. It's an intuitive card reading. It's not a lottery ticket. You know, so that's what we can't say anything.
Yeah.
We felt bad for them. We understand their pain and desperation.
We had one lady that kept calling and would get angry with me because she wanted me to tell her, who is my significant other coming up because I'm tired of you. And wouldn't she? She would demand it.
Who the hell was that?
I can't say it right now. But
okay, one was it? Give me some.
Anyway, she ended up hanging up on me, and she was mad.
Oh God.
She was like, so in other words, I'm just never going to have anybody. And I thought, lady.
I think I remember that because that's similar to the one that the other. Yeah. Yeah. We got it. You know, that it happens. It is what it is.
It does.
We're humans, you know, and I bet therapists go through that a lot. I bet therapists get people that come in and they want them to like fix their life. They don't realize they're just therapists. They get pissed off, I bet, when they leave.
Yeah, we're not there to do wizardry, you know?
If these cards had the power to change things, our asses wouldn't be here.
Yeah. I wouldn't change one hair on either one of your heads. I think it's all perfect. I think everything you do, everything you say is perfection.
And we also would not change anything about you because you have a good heart. You felt something in your heart. And I think you need to go closure on it. I don't think that after this reading that you got to make a decision to, like, D's gone forever and move in. I think you got to sleep on it and talk the next. You got to get to closure. And you know what? You just don't know in life. You don't know where this could go.
Yeah.
You don't know.
You're right.
It could all of a sudden surprise you. Like, holy crap.
Yeah,
you know,
I think the both of you are picking something up on him, you know, that maybe I haven't really, ignored that red flag. I read somewhere on social meme that said red flags never turn into green flags. So you know, this thing that you've said, Deb, you know, maybe physical stuff, ailments, maybe this or that. I think you're probably picking something up. You know, I don't know what it's like to be gay. I have no idea what that struggle is.
And I don't either. Right, exactly.
You
I have no clue either.
Know. He might have had a female babysitter growing up who was molesting the hell out of him.
I don't know either. The only, I'll be
I
honest with you.
I was molested, and I know the feeling. It really makes you really suffer when you try to let somebody else touch you.
Only gay people gay people I've known are the ones that said it was never, ever, ever a choice. It was in them from childhood. That's the only ones I've ever known.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The other day he was saying otherwise. I don't know. He didn't know if he...
Well, and also he told you in the past, he never started out that way.
I think there's a reason for all of this.
It's
that he hasn't revealed to you.
Yeah, there's something unfinished here, and you should not punch out and just move and leave. I think you have to solve this.
He was put in your path.
Yeah.
For a reason.
And if you get closure, and like these cards, like Deb said, these things change based on emotional states, on that stuff.
That's why it changes.
I know.
You can do it.
You could have this sit down and call us whenever our next show is, and it could be a whole different, like, oh, my God, you guys just opened up some doors or not. I mean.
No, you know what? I was really talking to him last night because we talked for a long time last night, and I was saying things to him. I said, you're really bossy. You know that? And then I was telling him some other stuff, and he said, well, that was just a joke. I said, no, that's not a joke. And so I was just, you know, going on it. And then, so we were talking this morning for about an hour, and I already told you what we said. But then he asked me this morning, he said, well, you will ride your bike with me every day, won't you? And then, you know, like I said, I felt a little queasy about that because I've been really solo. You know, that kind of, there are a lot of things I like to do on my own.
What does he do for you? You know, you say a lot of times he wants me to go with him. He wants me to bike ride with him. You know, these are lovely, but what does he do for you?
What have you done for me
lately?
Oh, no, you know what he does do? He does a lot of stuff. He repairs things for me. He talks to me this morning. He's always coaching me, you know, how he wants to keep, you know, I want your heating bill to be down. You know,
really?
You know, he repairs the door for me, you know, the liner on the door. He does a lot of things in that regard. He does, you know, I feel like well taken care of as far as, you know, we're in it together to get stuff done around the house.
And that should not be taken lightly necessarily.
No, he's doing things then.
And that's something he's doing. I don't think he's doing it because he's like, I'm one of those Dudley Do-Right. I think he's doing it because there is some kind of emotional attachment. He wants.
Absolutely. The thing is,
there is something there that you guys got to figure it out.
Because Deb, the other day, remember, I don't know, when I was crying and he came in and I said, we can't stop talking to each other. This is killing me. And we got back together and everything. Prior to that, like the next, prior 2 days prior to that, he wasn't talking to me. He wouldn't really answer my text, and when he did, sounded very angry. And so then we were talking, and we patched it up. And so we've had these rough patches. You know, we go through them, and then everything's like a honeymoon, and we're closer than we've ever been. And I don't know. Like I said, though, I'm going to stay real busy. I'm not going to focus on this dude.
I think you should do that, but not ghost. Just don't be a ghost.
Yeah, I think that's really hurtful. I hate when it's done to me.
Don't
do it.
No ghost. I think that anytime there's some kind of an impasse, you just say, I got to do my life thing, but you don't shut the doors because you don't know what's going to happen. It could change.
Agree.
Some really amazing things could happen when she does that.
I mean, 2 days ago we saw marriage. Today we don't.
Exactly.
We see it on the rocks.
Here's the thing.
That's the giant fluctuation on this. That's why it's all over the place.
And the thing is that, yes, he goes in that direction. And I think he really talks himself into it. And then it's like he looks in the mirror and this other D starts saying to him, what the hell are you doing? You're going to let another woman rip your heart out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's probably got a lot of internal conflict that he's not obviously figuring out on his own very well.
Yeah.
Not at all. He's failing at figuring out on his own. Because he knows one thing he wants. He does. He wants you to be in his life for a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guarantee. Regardless of all these other chatting with other women and all that stuff, the bottom line is he wants you to be his neighbor in his life. Now you got to figure out all the shitty, nitty-gritty details.
You do.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
You'll get there. You'll get there. You'll somehow, if either you nail it down or you accidentally get to the right time to have the discussion, you got to have the discussion.
I'll be here tomorrow night. We'll look at it again, and we'll see how it fluctuates again. Okay.
All right.
With him, though. Thank you.
I missed that. What'd you say?
What'd you say?
I said with him, I'm not rushing to any deadlines with him. It's, you know, the recent past I was, I thought, oh, yeah, man, we're really heading to the finish line. But today I just put it in perspective. And I, like what Deb said on her cards, I mean, that's what was going on with me earlier this morning. And I was talking to a bunch of friends about it.
And that is wise to not try to rush things that can't be rushed.
I agree.
All right. Spiritual understanding is your angel card reading. And it's from Archangel Raziel. I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths, which is going to sound very chaotic, but your life is very chaotic, so that should be right in the norm right now. Yeah, basically there's an archangel that says, you know what, your life's all fucked up, and I'm here, and I'll hang out with you, but I got no info right now.
Welcome to Fucksville.
As I always said, you know what? Your life is a shit show right now, but it's going to be okay eventually. I'm here with you. Just hang out with me. Relax. Let the shit just play out. Let the play out. That's what he's saying.
And you know, I got to tell you, this is exactly what I had hoped for during our shows, long in coming, that we would have a personal story that we could all follow along, you know, and see what the outcome ends up being, because you're so open, and I really appreciate that.
And it was, and aww, we like, when you're following a story along, we like to see that, like, we did this one reading one day, and the next day it changed so much, so we can say, well, why did it, and figure it out, right?
Because human beings change their minds.
All the decisions she made after that meeting you gave, not to go, not to do this, not to do that, all of a sudden everything looked different today.
Yeah, see?
And you know, this morning, when he called me, he was the one that called me early this morning, and I was purring like a cat, like a Siamese cat. Hello. You know, I could have been working on the second one.
I know, she had that bedroom voice.
That's a bedroomy voice.
She had that bedroom voice, didn't you?
Oh, I put it on when he calls.
Oh, see, now a normal guy would have crawled through that phone line. They would have called through that phone line.
You're so easy.
That bedroom voice, come on.
Oh, jeez.
We're human males. If somebody has that bedroom, really cute bedroom voice, somebody you know, not like you're calling a radio DJ. It could be a swamp thing. You already know the person. You already like the person. And then they put that bedroom, that soft voice. You're like, dear God, Jordan Jesus, I got to come through that phone and be there. I must. I must.
Yes, I want you so bad right now.
Oh.
I would take you in.
No, they don't. That's obvious. No, they don't. They just have a little bedroom voice. They're home. That's so nice and cozy. And
no, we don't want to be seduced in words.
So nice and little cozy. They don't want to say, I would love you to come and fuck me. No, they don't say that in the bedroom voice. It's so nice and cozy in here. The bedroom's so, it's such a big bed, and there's so much room in here, and it's cozy.
How funny, you guys.
You don't want the slutty talk or anything till you get there. Right?
It varies. It varies. But the weather.
And you know, Deb, in one of the other readings, you said that you saw us coming to a crescendo. You did say that. I remember.
We did say that.
A few readings.
I remember that. There is going to be that little fork in the road, the decision point, whatever you want to see. There's going to be something where there has to be a talk about the path going forward, right?
Well, it's funny how when
when
a person realizes that you're turning a corner, how they will suddenly change their mind, you know, when they realize that she, ooh, she's going to, you know, she's going to move on.
But then you have to make a decision when they do that. Why did they have to make me do that? Why should I have had to do that to make them make them change their mind? Life sucks.
Yeah.
A lot of decisions you have to make and you wish you didn't have to make them.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa.
We
got to
let you go.
Thank you, guys.
When you got to go, you got
to
go.
Kisses and hugs to both of you. You're just incredible.
Too.
Word up on that, dog. All right, we shall be back. We shall talk again.
Hugs and love, always.
We shall meet again, my lady. All right.
Same.
All right. Yes, take care, honey. Things are going to work out one way or another.
She's on mute. We're not talking to her right now. We're going to go to the next caller because we can do it. You can do it.
I only put...
I already took care of all that. It's 614 Ohio, 614. Welcome to the show.
Ohio.
All the way to go, Ohio.
Hi.
Hello?
With Hi. Hello. Who are you?
Who are you? Who?
Hi, this is Deborah Lee.
I am Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's been a little bit.
Yes, we haven't heard from you.
It's been a wee bit of a time, but hey, welcome back.
Good to hear from you.
Sehr gut.
So tell us.
Thank you.
What's bringing you to the show this evening?
Well, I'm really, today I started my new position at work, and I've come across some, not really a lot, just one person in particular was, like, I could not make peace with him. I mean, not, like, because I've tried so hard, I just didn't understand why, but, his name is Marco, so I was just wondering if you can pick up what's his issue.
Michael, huh? Name is
Marco.
Yeah. All right, yeah. You know what? This is a wonderful application of this method because we are able to actually look inside somebody and find out what's making them tick. And a lot of times what our first impressions are completely wrong. So we will see now. All right, I'm going to lay your cards out, and Jim is going to chat with you.
What am I going to do? What do I do?
You need to chat so I can...
Who am I chatting with?
This is Philson.
I'm just joking. I know it's Philson. But I didn't hear a damn thing about her question because I was busy doing other job.
She can repeat it to you.
All right, what's the question? What are we talking? Phil, career, life, love?
No, it's work.
Career.
So it's about the work you're currently in, right?
She started a new job, and one of the coworkers, he just is so off-putting for her.
Oh, he's a jackwad. Okay. You know what? It's funny. When you start... Go ahead.
No, I mean, you're correct.
It's funny, you know, when I started the job I'm in now, I had like a variety. I had... Some of the coworkers that were great, they're like, oh, yeah. Some of the coworkers are like, okay. And some of the coworkers are like dickheads. Yeah, I'm not going to help you. And, you know, the ones that usually it's the old timers that were doing that. And then some of the ones that had been there a long time that were nice, they would mentor you a little bit. And some of the other ones that were new with you, they were kind of cool with you. But you get some of those guys have been there for a while and they were just jackwads. All right, Deb, what do you got?
It's not you, Philson.
No, I 100% agree.
It's dealing with his private life. And there's a partner here that I am seeing that they are like on their way to splitting. Not maybe immediately, but he's got to learn to leave that at home.
His home life you're talking about.
Yeah, his home
not
life.
The work thing.
He's got to leave that at home.
Which is easier said than done.
That is so crazy.
Why?
You know why that's crazy? Because why? I was getting that because I saw a picture of his girlfriend on his phone, and for some reason when he was talking to me, I just kept thinking about her. I'm like, how does she deal with this? I don't know why. So I feel like maybe I was intuitively picking up on that. I'm like, this is really.
How about that? You had some of your own intuition at work there, and you know what? She's going to bolt out of there because he's even worse to deal with, you know, in private. So Jim said he's a jackwad. That's what he is.
That's his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, Jesus Christ could come there to work and he'd be pissing all over him. Like, get out of here, Jesus. We don't want you, you know.
Try to see humor in this and don't take it personally. It's completely not about you. All right, that guy is, and if we want to be compassionate, I would add here that he's like on his last nerve. That guy cannot process stress well. And he's got problems with this girlfriend. You know, she doesn't want to be treated any more that way than you do. So that's what I'm seeing here. It's definitely not about you. Now, I have a question for you. This is completely off the subject, but I see something here that I feel we should discuss. Do you go out with friends to, like, socialize, maybe have a couple of drinks or, you know, something like that? Do you ever go and do that?
Not often. Sometimes I do, but I don't drink, but we do go out to, like, movies and stuff, yeah.
Do you ride with somebody else who drives? I'm asking really broad questions.
Well, no,
yeah,
good.
I mean, yeah. Usually
okay.
When I'm with my one specific friend, it's usually her that's driving, yeah.
Okay.
And she's been drinking? I'm seeing something here for you that you need to be aware of and make choices to avoid. Is I'm seeing a very unexpected drunk driving accident. I'm not thinking necessarily it's her, but it could be the other driver.
But you don't think it's some random person because you wouldn't see it in the cards that they have no need. Somebody coming down an intersection.
Well,
they have no control over that.
That's why I wanted to know who does the driving.
Okay,
and,
all right, gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
If you ever feel like she maybe has had one too many, or you're with somebody that you're don't.
My friend doesn't usually drink, so it might be some random thing. It doesn't drink at all, actually. So it might be some random thing that I don't know how I can avoid. Cause I don't know.
You may be making some new friends. Okay.
Well,
that could
be somebody she hasn't met yet. You're right.
Yeah, and if you ever say go out on a date and the guy is starting to get blithering, I think a woman has every right to get herself a cab and leave.
Oh, 100%.
Or an Uber or something.
100%.
Yes, I would never.
Because he's not putting his best foot forward now, is he?
No, and he's showing a side of himself. You know,
that's showing that he is either just likes to drink a lot and get stupid, or he can't handle this new stuff and he has to drink to cope with life.
And something I have found out from my hairdresser is that women are being roofied a lot. So you got to watch what you're drinking. It can be even just be a soda, and you could get roofied.
It's pretty hard to prevent that.
Oh, it is.
You basically would have to keep your eyes on your drink, your hand on your drink,
or
your hand over it.
Or take it with you to the restroom.
And if you
got
to pee, finish it first.
Screw it or take it with you.
Well, some places don't let you do that. It depends on where you are, what kind of club it is, but yeah.
And this is a really good time to mention before we complete your reading, because I don't want to forget this. If you ever feel that you are in danger in a club or a bar, go to the bartender and ask for an angel shot. That's a code word for, I think I'm in danger.
I would say there's a fucker here I think is going to kill me. How about that?
Well,
why do you have to make a code? Why do you got to make a code?
If he's within earshot.
Who cares? You're around thousands or hundreds of people.
Well,
you know what? That guy's a freaking psycho.
So you're saying you see danger for me.
But it's not imminent, and it can pass out of the cards. So if this is something, and I don't want to make you be too alarmed, just aware that this is coming through as an accident, but there's ways to, this is not like a, what do you call it? Like something that it's not speak.
There's a lot of things in life that might not be your fault, but if you didn't put yourself in that little situation, it never could have happened, right? They always say, like, for instance, if I decide to go downtown Norfolk and walk through the shittiest part of town with a wad of cash in my hand, they can't legally kill me and take my money, but my ass shouldn't have put myself in that situation.
Right. I'm just saying,
try to avoid things where bad things could happen.
Yeah.
It's the big picture.
And especially if you don't go anywhere, well, then it's going to pass right out of your cards.
or just make sure that you take all every stupid precaution, like if you had a really overprotective parent, do whatever they would say you should do. Do that.
Right. Well, I also want to say to uplift you at the completion here is that those people you work with can smell future success about you. And there's a lot of, it smells good too.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's,
we like things that smell good. We don't like poop. All right, go ahead.
They are going to come off sometimes as a little envious because you're going places and they've hit a glass ceiling. They're not going anywhere.
Or they have chosen to because they don't have the courage to move on and they're just too happy with their little comfort
zone.
That's
true.
And a lot of people, you know, and that's humans. They do like their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Thank God for the folks over all the years that didn't like it and went out there and tried new stuff and made things happen.
Over the years, damn straight. Boy, they had guts.
They had guts, and a lot of them didn't do farewell, but thank God they went out there and tried to innovate and discover new things
and
try to do different stuff.
And look at the people that came from Europe here with, like, what, $50 in their pocket to get a new life going?
Or the Vikings. Have you ever seen those Viking boats?
No.
No, they have replicas of those boats from England at Jamestown. Those things were not that big. But those things were damn a lot bigger than those Viking boats. And they came here. Like, you guys are, that's why they're so, you automatically crazy when you go on those things. But anyway.
Wilson, this is, your path is filled with success, accomplishment, profit. Yes, you're going to make some money, and it's going to be really good money. Yeah. So, so focus on that. And remember, this is something, the warning is also, or cautionary note, I guess. People often come through in my cards as having their identity stolen. So I make sure to warn them, you know, that this can happen to you. Your identity, your pocketbook.
Yeah.
I've had mine stolen. It is really a violation. You know, we carry stuff in our handbags that can't be replaced. Yeah, can't be. Yeah.
I've never had my handbag stolen.
Yeah, well,
I don't have one.
I know you keep it on you at all times.
I lost the wallet once when I was 18, and I got returned with about the $5 in there, but everything else. Oh, when you're 18, you know, $5 is like $50. Like, oh, they took my $5. But I figured, you know what? That's...
yeah, material.
And what's funny, it was so late. The guy somehow got a hold of me and goes, hey, great news. I found your wallet. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Said, aren't you? Isn't that great? And I said, I already replaced every social security card, driver's license, my university. I've replaced every single thing. I said, but that's cool. Now I have two of everything. So that's great. No one got it. And I did have two of everything. But it is what it is. Here we go. It is the angel card reading. Subject is comfort. And it is from Archangel Azrael.
Azrael.
Who's a female. I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Well, that can apply to any instance in your life.
Well, she's having some issues at work, and it could be that, too. We don't know.
Yeah, and I also actively love myself and stuff. If that makes sense.
Can what?
Repeat that.
Yes.
Like, I take time to, like, say positive affirmations. Like,
yeah.
I tell myself, I love you and stuff.
And you know what?
I don't know if that's...
that's really good.
It
you
is,
know
actually,
what?
It is.
Say something complimentary to Michael. You know, because sometimes these people will feel really stupid when they've been rude. You know, harsh, whatever. I don't know if they have to wear ties to work, compliment his tie or his shoes or just something, you know, and it will make him kind of feel less jerky towards you, maybe.
I mean, yeah, you know, you got nothing to lose, that's for sure.
Yeah.
True that?
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Delson. Always good to hear from you, hon. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Oh,
thank
you.
So you have a good night. And we are sorry to the rest of the folks. We just can't go on forever. We've already exceeded the 90-minute mark. Look at
we have.
A lot of callers, and we just, we can't. We Maybe someday we'll do a marathon show for some reason for fun. But we'd have, I think if we do, we got to raise some kind of charity for something.
Yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Get a couple bucks from everybody.
And we'll have some kind of charity thing, but and then we'll do a marathon. But right now, tonight is not the night.
I can't. He's really tired.
I can't. I'm tired.
But
I'm
we are so glad, Cho, Virgil,
Marie. All of our international and all of our domestic folks.
Yes,
all of you. And we feel bad for the folks that have been on hold for a long
Lily.
Time. We just couldn't get to you. We
yep.
are sorry. So
very
sorry.
Happy to
and,
have
yep.
you all.
So sorry. All right, we're going to say goodnight to the Blog Talk folks first.
I'll be here tomorrow.
This show is over. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Thank you. Have a Sunday tomorrow. 4 p.m.
We look forward to
hearing from you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.